This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, have a car problem but don't know where to go? Maybe you're on a road trip when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or a service center for your repairs. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, I was going to do something, but now I'm going to do this this movie trailer you just sent me on email, this Nicolas Cage movie, because we had a little time, a little break there, and that break I watched a 2-minute trailer, and now I want to go see, what's the name of this movie?
The Unbearable, what is it?
The Unbearable
Weight
a long
of,
title.
And The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Right, and it's about Nicolas Cage, but Nicolas Cage is playing Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
And everybody else is, there's a bunch of actors in it who are not playing themselves.
No, and you know, I mean.
It's not a documentary.
No.
It's a movie about Nicolas Cage.
Playing himself.
Playing himself. It's funny. It's really funny.
I mean, he's making fun of himself.
Yeah, he's making fun of himself.
Like, he gets the joke that, you know, we've all been saying over years and years and years, and he's bought into it and playing himself.
It's like if you went to Nicolas Cage and went, I got this movie idea. It's about a cat and these two cats, and they sit on a porch and they stare at each other, and the cats have an owner, and the owner comes in and drinks coffee and just watches the cat sit on the porch, and it's 2 hours of that. You want to be in it? Nicolas Cage would say yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he would just go, sure, how much? And then you would just give him money, and he would be in these movies. Because he's in some crappy movies.
Oh, God.
But he's been in some really good ones, too.
Like, fantastic ones.
Right? Like, really, really good ones. But he's been in some movies where you're like, dude, how much money did it take for you to be in this?
Yeah. Wicker Man.
Yeah. Like, you ever watch a movie so bad? And there was a comedian once who made a joke about this. I think it was Patton Oswalt who made a joke about this. Well, you watch a movie so bad that you have to, you go beyond saying this movie's bad, that you start thinking, how in the world did it get created in the first place?
Yeah.
Where you think somebody wrote this, like somebody sat at a computer and wrote this, and either two things occurred. They either knew it was crap and went, I can't do this. No, I'm finishing this. Or they went, this is a masterpiece, and this has to. And then some producer went, I am going to get money to build sets. Craft Services is going to show up at 4 a.m. to make breakfast for the crew. We're going to have fresh coffee. We are going to hire lighting people, editing people, sound people. This thing is going to be on film. And you watch a movie and you go, how did this happen?
Well, take it a step further. How did a studio give it the thumbs up?
Yeah. Like, when you're watching a movie halfway through it and you go, this is a pile of dung. And yet you think a movie studio executive sat in the screening room and went, send this out.
Yeah.
Send this to theaters everywhere around the world. Like, love it.
Like,
bye.
I can't even remember the studio. Maybe it's long gone now, but Eddie Murphy and Pluto Nash.
Yeah, right.
Somebody approved that. Somebody said, go for it. Eddie Murphy won't even talk about it now.
Right. There are some movies that are just
unless
awful.
He's making fun of it.
Yeah, and they're just awful. You know what's funny? It's funny that you mentioned that, because remember when Norm Macdonald passed away and that clip of in the 90s of Courtney Thorne Smith on Conan was making
yes.
the rounds? Remember how he said, Carrot Top, box office poison. Courtney Thorne Smith was just recently on Conan O'Brien's podcast just a couple of days ago, and they relived that, and she said how relieved she was at that moment because she knew chairman of the board was absolute garbage. But she was at that point in her career where she just needed to take work. You know, she was taking
was
work.
I thought she was pretty big.
I thought she was doing Melrose Place.
Wasn't that Melrose Place for the time?
She wanted to get into movies, I guess.
I think she's saying that.
Right, but she said Norm making jokes. She was great because she wanted to but couldn't because she had to promote the movie. But she didn't like making that movie. She hated it. She thought it was terrible. But Norm, like, they know. These actors know. They know they've made a crappy movie.
Yeah.
They know it. They know they've made the crappy movie.
Or they've signed on. They're bound to it. Like, there's nothing they can do. And they're like, oh, God, here we go.
And they never get to go, They never get to say to the public, you know why that movie was crap? Because the producer and the screenwriter and the director and the producer, everybody that was involved. I showed up, I read my lines at the direction of the director, and you want to blame me for this? There's like 60 people ahead of me, pal. That's why this movie stinks.
Yep.
Right? They just paid me money to read lines.
And I'm sorry, I'm the face of it.
I'm the face of it, right?
That's all.
George Clooney in Batman, right? It's like 100 people.
Well, he was the nipple of it.
But he was the nipple of it. Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? The money, like Eddie Murphy told the joke on Saturday Night Live in the 80s where he talked about how he was doing Beverly Hills Cop and 48 Hours. He was, you know, Trading Places. And he was doing all these movies. He goes, then we made Best Defense. And he goes, for the amount of money they paid me, you'd all do Best Defense too. And that was his joke. Because Best Defense was terrible. But his joke was,
I don't even remember that movie.
Yeah, he goes, they gave me a truckload of money to do that movie. And it stunk, and it was awful, and it was ripped by critics. You know, he had a string of successes, and then the Best Defense wasn't because the movie was terrible, but he went to the bank with that. So if you're an actor, I don't blame you if you say, look, they gave me $50 million. They gave me $15 million to be in this crap movie. They thought it would be successful. It wasn't. What do you want from me? Bye. Fire the producer. I don't care. But Nick Cage has been in those kind of movies.
He has.
And I'll tell you something. There's some movies that he's in that I watch and I go, that's a great movie. That's a really good movie.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yep, exactly. Leaving Las Vegas.
I know he won an Academy Award for that, but I mean,
sure.
Still, that was just, he was perfect in that role.
I don't even mind some of the campy ones he did, like The Rock. I love The Rock.
Yes, I love
great.
The Rock.
I love that movie. Anytime it's on, I watch it.
I'll admit it. I like Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds, sure.
And, you know, sure. But he's the same character in all of those.
Yeah, he is totally, totally the same character. But I'm there's so many movies that he's done where I go, no, it's on TBS,
yeah.
Whatever, and I go, you know what?
Face Off is a terrible movie.
Face Off is the movie, like, think about the screenwriter. He's writing Face Off, and he's giving it to his buddies. And his buddies go, yeah, but what about this? And he goes, ah, screw it. They'll just come up with, like, but the voices, yeah, we'll just give them a little device. And the families are just going to, they're not going to know that it's not even the person.
No, when you swap faces, the voice goes with it.
Your voice goes with it, everything. And your family, the people that love you and know you the most, are going to have no clue that it's not
Didn't
you.
Nick Cage's wife looks like something's off about you.
Yeah,
I remember
right?
something like that. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, the premise was so
You didn't
ridiculous.
Notice a different body?
Ridiculous.
Oh, no, they had the same body, too. That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. And poor John Travolta. Like, his son got killed by Castor Troy, and he was moping, and he went into and he became Nicolas Cage, and he had to go to that prison.
Yep.
Oh, my God, terrible, terrible. Him and John Travolta both. But, you know, sometimes you get some pretty decent ones. I thought Matchstick Men was pretty good. Where he was a con man, and then he got conned at the end. I thought that was pretty good.
Not to be confused with Wicker Man, which was...
Wicker Man was atrocious. You know what else was atrocious? That End of the World movie? It was called Knowing, I think. Where he got, like, he was deciphering...
I probably skipped it. No, I know which one you're talking about.
Skip it. It was... I wasted real dollars on that at the movie theater. Like, real dollars on that one. Popcorn, soda, ticket. You know, how expensive that can be going to the movies.
But this one looks fun.
Yeah, this one looks fun.
It could be terrible. But,
you know,
I don't know. It's piqued my interest.
Neil Patrick Harris is in it, and I like him.
Yeah.
So I like what he does.
And Pablo Pascal.
Pablo Pascal's hilarious. He's good, too.
The Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's right. The Mandalorian. That's right. He's good, too. So I like him. All right, coming up, Steph Curry's accomplishment last night. Where does it fit on the all-time athletes who've changed the game they play? We'll talk about that next on Wake Up Call.